Yes, that, but you can only work with it on the level of thought. You can say, okay, my question of atrocity and murder, let's open to that question of atrocity and murder. That's part of reality right now, this question of atrocity and murder. That's what we're really opening to. Not opening to real atrocity and murder until atrocity and murder becomes part of our experience, God forbid. So what we're doing, because otherwise we're making this very easy to make mistake of substituting our thoughts about reality for reality.
Like if someone's like a soldier in a war and his role is to, defend his city or something and someone attacks it, then, he has to, in doing his role, it might be killing someone.
Right.
So that's a reality for that person.
Right.
So. Absolutely. If you go to, a bad area of East Oakland in the middle of a, a drug war shootout, it's like, then, it's reality. You can't just say, oh, this isn't really happening. And,
no.
So.
Everything that's reality is reality. I had a few months ago, I don't know when it was, maybe it was a year ago at this point, somebody pulled a gun on me on my own street. A kid. And that was a very shocking, out of the ordinary experience. But it was still part of reality. And, there's heaven and hell exist on this plane.
So are you saying how can that reality be God's will? Is that what you're saying?
How can that all be, whatever happens, be truth?
Well,
whether, like, if the person had, the kid, had